This is Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to continue our study on the book of the Revelation. We've been in it for quite some time, and I hope you're enjoying it. We're at the 63rd, 64th study now. And we're at the 19th chapter, if you'd like to follow along. This is on the second coming of Jesus Christ. Now, those of you that believe it, you don't have a problem with it. But there are some that do not believe. They'll be scoffers walking after their own lust, saying, where is the promise of his coming? Jesus said that. Do you remember that? He said that there would be those that did not believe. But here we have, after these things, let's read. I heard as it were a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven. This is the church in heaven saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory and power belong to our God. Because his judgments are true and righteous, for he has judged the great harlot. The great harlot, who was corrupting the earth with her immorality, and he has avenged the blood of his bondservants on her. And a second time they said, hallelujah, her smoke rises up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshipped God, who sits on the throne, saying, amen, hallelujah. And a voice came from the throne, saying, give praise to our God, all you his bondservants, you who fear him, the small and the great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and the sound of mighty peals of thunder, saying, hallelujah. For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Finally, he takes everything back. Takes the world. He takes everything back and takes full control. Hallelujah for our Lord, the Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and he and his bride has made herself ready. It was given to her to clothe herself in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. The righteous acts of the saints. And he said to me, write, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are true words of God. Blessed are those. Are you invited? Are you invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb? Better make sure. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, come into our hearts right now. Let the blood of Jesus come over us, forgive us, cleanse us, and make us ready. Let our faith in the blood of Jesus Christ put us in a place ready to go to heaven. Nothing we can do can make us better or can make us ready or cleansed other than the blood of Jesus Christ. That's it. We have to get that down into our thinking. Otherwise, everything is wrong. You ever notice that? If you get that wrong, everything's wrong. Everything. If you don't have that down into your spirit, that bit of truth, that only by the blood of Jesus Christ can we be cleansed. If you get that wrong, everything in the Bible doesn't feel right, does it? You have to get that right first. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Aren't you glad? Aren't you happy? That is something we all ought to be happy about. Let's read on. Now, I saw heaven open. First of all, he said these true words of God, and I fell at his feet and worship him. And he said to me, do not do that, the angel of the Lord, for I am a fellow servant of yours. The angels don't get worshiped, only God. Verse 11, and I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. See, the first white horse that we read in the four horses of the apocalypse, back in the beginning of the book of Revelation, one of them was Satan, the devil. He imitates Jesus on virtually every area. Now here we have Jesus Christ on a white horse, faithful and true, and in righteousness he judges and wages war. And his eyes are a flame of fire, and upon his head are many diadems, and he has a name written upon him, which no one knows except himself. And he is clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. This is the true God. Not the dark figure. Not the figure going forth to conquer and to conquer. This is the true Jesus Christ. And the armies which are in heaven, clothed with fine linen, white and clean, following him on white horses. They're following on. That's going to be nice, isn't it? And from his mouth comes a sharp sword, so that with it he may smite the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron. And he treads the winepress of the fierce wrath of God the Almighty. And on his robe, and on his thigh, he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Did you hear that? That's what's written. And this on his robe. And verse 17, and I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried out with a loud voice, saying to all the birds which fly in mid-heaven, come assemble for the great supper of God, in order that you may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of commanders, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and those who sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free men and slaves, and small and great. There's going to be a battle, folks. The battle of Armageddon. The Battle of Armageddon in the Battle of Megiddo. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies assembled to make war against him who sat upon the horse and against his army. And the beast was seized, and with him the false prophet who performed the signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who had received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. These two were thrown alive into the lake of fire, which burns with brimstone. And the rest were killed with a sword which came from the mouth of him who sat upon the horse. And all the birds were filled with their flesh. You know, just as this is a mystery, just as the sword proceeding out of Jesus' mouth, this false prophet, the beast, the devil, all symbolic of the entire body of Satan being destroyed. The entire body of Satan, which is called the Antichrist himself, being destroyed. Satan, of course, is the leader of this Antichrist. The False prophet. There's a lot of them. Many advertising and showing their ignorance, trying to get you to believe in the beast and to accept his ways. This is the Antichrist system. All of these are going to be destroyed, along with Satan, his angels, all those that receive the Satan actually as their Lord. It's like a born-again experience, but a born-again experience of the devil, of Satan. A born-again experience of Satan himself. When you receive him and agree with him, you become one with him. And this is the Antichrist system, the Antichrist spirit, coming into the heart of the non-believer and becoming one with Satan in agreement and in, actually, you've heard the hand and the forehead. They become one. They become one with each other. And this evil comes upon the person. And they are actually born again of the evil one. Born again. They have a born again experience, just like the born again experience of Jesus Christ. They have a born again experience of the devil, believe it or not. When they give their life over, their name is literally blotted out of the Lamb's Book of Life. They are blotted. When they have no choice, no chance. No chance of getting into heaven. There is no way that they can enter in because they have become marked by Satan. Marked by this evil. They have become marked, and this evil has come upon them, and they have, it's like the hand of the forehead, whether it's symbolic or not, there's, when they become in agreement with Satan, they become one with him. They cannot be saved because they've turned born again of evil. And it's beyond salvation. The Bible says you can't be born again if you receive this mark of the Antichrist, the beast. And that's what happens. Well, that's our time for today, folks. We'll take this up tomorrow, this next chapter. I hope you're enjoying it. Go to our website, krciradio.com. krciradio.com. You can download these, listen to them again, like. Go to our website and shoot us an email as well. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Call us, 928-368-6766. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hanson saying, study, show yourself approved to God.